Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Oh, the Crossbreed Holster Studios. You got to love this hour every week. Particularly when it's the end of the week and it's a Friday, because off air, we're talking about ribs. And we're talking about barbecue and some ribs. Sean was wanting to know one of my tricks. I call them candied ribs, is what I call them, and they're great. So I should probably pass that along right now. We have a great show lined up for you today. Check this out. Today is A.W.R. Hawkins Day from Breitbart News. A.W.R. Hawkins is going to be calling in during the break, and we're going to talk with him about everything he wrote about that's up on Breitbart News right now. If you want to get a heads up on the program, if you're listening live to the show now, head over to Breitbart News or Breitbart.com. And check out, scroll about halfway down the page, and you'll see the stories on the firearms, guns, Second Amendment, gun rights, freedom, everything we discuss here on the program. And AWR will be here to talk about three of those stories in particular, and we're just going to kind of shoot the breeze with the award-winning journalist from the Gun Rights Policy Conference. He knows a little bit about what he's talking about, and I had the honor to meet him and to speak on a panel with him and take a photo together at the award ceremony. It was a lot of fun. AWR Hawkins will be here. Going to be a great program. A couple days ago, I asked you, should I invite Shannon Watts, the house liar for Bloomberg's Every Town for Gun Safety? It's hard to even say that, Every Town for Gun Safety. There's nothing gun safety about what these people want. It's a joke. It's a lie. It's designed to deceive you. It's gun control. Gun safety from these people is gun control. They're infringements. They're coming after you. They're not going after criminals. They're coming after your rights, gun owners' rights. It's the only thing they want, that anything that they want impacts is you, law-abiding citizens, not criminals. It's a joke. But America is seeing through the lies. They use social media a lot. That's what they do. Your cyber heads, you know, get out there, and anybody who goes on these social media things, that's what they do. And my question was, should we bring Shannon Watts on this program, or at least ask her to come on the program to talk with Alan Gottlieb and myself? Alan Gottlieb's agreed to do that. I ask for emails. I ask for feedback from you. And the feedback is pouring in, quite frankly. But I think, and it's probably running 60-40, bring her on. But I've made a decision. Let me tell you why. I'm going to read an email to you from my friend Mike out in California, Armed American Radio fan in California. And he summed it up perfectly. He said, "Hi, Mark. No AAR interviews with Watts or any of the other un-Americans, please. Your policy is a good one. Stick with it. I'd love to see you go head-to-head with her on CNN, NPR, MSDNC, or some other lib channel, but not on Armed American Radio. The audiences for those channels need to hear our side, but we don't need to hear theirs on Armed American Radio. Respectfully, Mike." And I'm in agreement with him. That's why I've had the policy for the last, now going into 7 years. I was considering making an exception on what was admittedly a bad day all the way around. The barrage from the left was unusually heavy that particular day. And I felt compelled to do something about it, more so than what we do here on the program. But giving it more thought, this is what we're supposed to be doing. This is how we counter their lies and their un-American behavior. We talk about them, not to them. That conversation would no doubt disintegrate with Shannon Watts on the program. Alan Gottlieb is more than capable of keeping his cool on the program. I suspect that she wouldn't. However, quite frankly, I don't believe she would ask. Number one, I don't think she would answer. If she did, she would not agree to come on. She's a coward. Most liars are. Having said that, well, you want me to read a couple more emails? I can do that. Let me see if I can find a couple more here. Here's one. No, emphatically no, do not have that un-American on your show. I have enough trouble listening and reading about what they say, and it makes me furious. Do you want me to smash my computer when she starts spouting that trash? Because that's exactly what I'll do. I absolutely love listening to your show, but if I have to listen to that woman, I'll smash my computer so bad I'll have to listen on my phone or iPad. But if enough people want you to do that, I'll listen, and I have plenty of other things around to smash. That's from Susie out in Las Vegas. Susie, no worries, hon. We're not going to do it. And yours and Mike's were emails that along the lines of what I got. Let's see. Here's one from, this one comes in from David in Columbus. Mark, I love your show and listen every day. Regarding inviting Shannon Watts on your show, I'd personally love to hear her debate with you and Alan or Bob, but it would be pointless. It's that old definition of insanity where you continue to do something expecting a different result. At some point, lowering yourselves to their level just gets you dirty. I'm reminded of an experience I had at a friend's wedding last year. My wife and I ended up sitting at a table with a very attractive brunette and her husband. At some point, the military came up, and she said both her dad and brother had served. While I thanked them, we then got to talking about guns. She made it very clear that guns were bad and scary, and she couldn't believe you could walk into any gun store and buy a fully automatic machine gun with no background check. I stayed as calm as I could, and 2 hours later, I was still trying to explain the current laws and why she was misinformed. I ended up not enjoying a very good steak and just felt angry and frustrated. She also wasn't very attractive anymore after that. Arguing with a liberal is pointless because even when presented with facts, if they don't like them, the facts are ignored or more ridiculous answers are made up to suit their rhetoric. Keep up the fight. Maybe I'll get to meet you someday if you're ever in Ohio. David H., Columbus, Ohio. David, thanks for the email. I appreciate that. And here I am reading three. I told you it was about 60-40 in favor of that. And here's one right here, emphatic, from Kyle. Kyle Harris says, Mark, all I have to say about you and Alan talking to Shannon is just do it, do it, do it, do it. I've been listening for a very long time and look forward to the show every day. Keep up the great work. Regards, Kyle Harris. Let me make something very clear. There's no debate. There's no debate. Here's why. We're right. They're wrong. We're not trying to add anything to the Constitution. They're trying to infringe on something that's already there and try to take from you what you have. The debate is over. They just don't like it. That's why they like to go back and talk about the Second Amendment and the origins and why we're wrong. Because apparently guys like Josh Horowitz and Ladd Everett and the rest of them were there during the conventions. They know more than you do. We're all wrong. Well, here's the thing. Waste your time discussing it all you want. The Second Amendment exists. It isn't debatable. And quite frankly, you can't debate something with dishonest people. They're not coming into this open to any change of opinion. And quite frankly, nor am I. I readily admit that to you. Shannon Watts isn't going to change one thing about me. It's not going to happen. And the same thing with her. And while it would be really fun, red meat radio, and it would be a tremendous amount of fun, red meat radio, I think my other letter writer said it right. I would just feel dirty when it's over. And I don't want to feel that way. I don't want her lies on the program. And while it would be a lot of fun to listen to, and I'm sure it would garner a lot of interest from other media, she's not worth breaking my protocol on this program. And that is, we don't talk to them, we talk about them. They get enough airtime. You want to hear Shannon Watts? Go out there and read her Twitter feeds. It's enough to make you sick to your stomach. But they're all about themselves, and they're all about what kind of media attention they can get. So we're not going to give them any more attention. So those of you in the 60%, I'm sure you understand that. And many of the emails said that. Many of the emails were to that effect. While I would hate to see you break that protocol, or hate to see you to go against the grain for the last 7 years, it really would be fun. Do it, do it, do it, as Kyle said. But the answer to that is emphatically at this point now, we're not going to waste your time. We're just simply not going to waste your time. So, moving on from that, good heavens. We have so much to talk about with you today to wrap up our week and then move into the Monster Sunday show and do it all over again. I got Alan Corwin's page 9 today. I'm looking forward to reading that. I haven't had a chance to do that. Depending on what's in there, maybe we'll see if we can bring Alan back to the program, the Alan Corwin Experience on Sunday. We have Crossbreed Holster folks coming in. Oh, speaking of Crossbreed Holster. Man, I got an email yesterday that was just absolutely off the hook good. And you know what? I'm going to save it for Sunday. I'll save it for Sunday. Because I've just been informed we've only got about 30 seconds, and that is not near enough time. And I do want you to hear it. So we'll do that. We'll do that on the Sunday Monster Show. When I come back, we're going to be talking to Breitbart News, A.W.R. Hawkins, a super guy. A guy that, well, let's just say when you do this for a living, he's one of the go-to sources that you head over to. We're going to be talking about a congressman's wife launching Mothers Against Gun-Free Zones, a congressman's wife. We're going to talk about a prosecutor who took on a student with an NRA shirt and now is suspended for allegedly pulling their own gun. And we're going to talk about Martin O'Malley and why he can't figure out why the Republicans won't confront the NRA. Back with AWR right after this.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet, used by law enforcement and civilians around the world? The Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com. Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You too can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out. Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It is. Welcome to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. It's the end of the week. Yeah. Armed American Radio, 6 days a week. Wait, just wait until the Sunday Monster broadcast. You're going to love it. It's always good. Heard in hundreds of cities across the country. Today is, get this, the last day for the USCCA on-air gun giveaway, giving away 30 guns in 30 days. Today is the last day, the 30th. It's a Friday, so it's closed out. 31st won't be up on there anymore, up on the site anymore. I have a new promotion for you up next week, so make sure to check it out. You have 7 hours and 38 minutes and 29 seconds from the sound of my voice right now. If you're listening on podcast, make sure it's before midnight today, the 30th, and head over and activate a membership to the United States Concealed Carry Association, and you are in the running to win today's gun. And get this, 5 guns today, 5 guns. Smith & Wesson SW-1911 Custom 170343 Glass Bead. MSRP, get this, that's manufacturer suggested retail price for all you dopey liberals, $1,599 a gun. They're giving away 5 of them today, 5 winners. Put your name in the running, activate a membership, visit usccaonair.com. There's a membership for every budget, from $13 a month up to $30 a month, from $500,000, $300,000 coverage, all the way up to $1.1 million in coverage. USCCA On Air, good luck. I'll get the names over the course of the next, few days, couple weeks, and hopefully we see some Armed American Radio listeners on there. Let's go, right? It's AWR Hawkins Day today. I was doing my research for the show earlier, and I came across everything because I use AWR Hawkins as a source every day, as many people do, who talk about and write about these issues, and everything that I saw he wrote about today fit my ideas for the show today. So we made it AWR Hawkins Day today, whether he could make it here or not, and thankfully, he's here. AWR, how you doing, brother? Great to have you on the program again.
Oh, doing great. Great to be with you.
Always fun to have you. Are you out in Arizona today?
Yeah, I'm out here with a friend today, and so in the Phoenix area.
There you go. Beautiful area. The Valley of the Gun. Absolutely love it. Let's start with this. What did you think? Remembering we're not on satellite radio, we have some FCC regulations about the CNBC moderated debate the other day.
I mean, I think it was, of course, slanted, but I think it ended up providing an opportunity. And I think that Trump and others took advantage of that opportunity. You know, obviously, the moderators were doing their best to make GOP positions look bad. The only gun question, the one asked to Trump, was really angled to make him look stupid. Right. But instead, he turned that right around. A lot of the other candidates could have done the same thing and would have had the question been asked of them. But Trump did an excellent job, you know. So I think, A, the direction of the moderates or the moderators, the direction they took, was all wrong, but it just gave us a chance to show our stuff. And Trump's description of a gun-free zone as a place that provides target practice for sickos, they never dreamed he would say something like that. So I appreciate the fact that in their bias against us, in their ignorance, we were able to make those kind of points. But, you know, overarching point, to answer your question, is that the moderators were obviously biased and obviously against this.
You're right. It did provide a tremendous opportunity, and an advantage was I think it was advantage us when the day was done. Advantage the only other party we have, and the party that supports our gun rights, of course. And it did. It worked out in our favor. A couple things. I discussed it at great length yesterday, and I came up with two observations. I'd like to get your take on it. Number one, the Democrat-Socialist debate, which is what we now call them, just for your information on this program. You'll hear me call Democrats Socialists. That's the way they want to be identified. We'll give it to them. The Democrat-Socialist debate, I believe, AWR, was either 7, 11, or 17 minutes spent on gun control questions. As you pointed out, Trump's the one question directed at Trump, and his answer blew them away, as we discussed yesterday and you so well articulated now. my theory on that was, of course, they want to give those gun control questions to the Democrats because they believe their positions, that the media is in lockstep with those positions, and they want America to hear the gun control positions. The reason they didn't bring up firearms and gun control to the Republicans was because of what I always say. It's not the media isn't so dangerous, not just by what they write, but also by what they don't tell us, right? We talked about it when you gave your speech at the GRPC. You mentioned that, I think, too. And what it is this. They don't want America to hear what the Republicans have to say about guns. Do you think my observation there was correct?
Oh, true. 100%. They don't want America to hear Trump, Cruz, or someone else explain gun rights in an understandable manner, which is exactly what Trump does every time he talks. It's what Cruz does, and it's what Ben Carson does. Every time they talk, they explain it in an understandable manner. So the left does not want to give them that opportunity. You're 100% right.
All right. Yeah, that's. I thought that was interesting, and I didn't hear any other media pointing that out. And your reiteration of that is important. Now, the other thing is, and I'm going to ask you this as a question because I'm not sure. I haven't had a chance to go back and listen to it. If I'm not mistaken, when they asked about whether or not Trump would allow, of course, as you said, it was designed to trip him up and make him look stupid by saying, would you allow your employees to carry guns? And then knowing he would more than likely say yes. Well, we went back to your businesses. We went back to a couple of your casinos, I think that she said. And they said that their policy is no guns. Now, if I'm not mistaken, they were referring to casinos. And if they were, I would have loved to have heard Trump say this. Well, you know, those casinos are in New Jersey. You'd have to ask the man five lecterns down about that because they're not allowed. But I had a listener send me this email, NJ Law on carrying in a casino. New Jersey law prohibits carrying of a firearm casinos, even security. NJAC 1945-1.13, firearms possession within casino or casino simulcasting facility. A, no person, including the security department member, shall possess or be permitted to possess any pistol or firearm within a casino or casino simulcasting facility without the express written approval of the commission, provided that employees and agents of the division may possess such pistols or firearms at the discretion of the director of the division. Now, were they, in fact, referring to New Jersey? Because I believe they were they not?
Well, they're referring to any property he owns, but you're exactly right. This is like the NRA convention in Nashville do-over, part two, maybe part three or four by now. But, you know, NRA has this convention in Nashville. In one of the centers where they have the convention, guns are banned via city ordinance. In another building in which they had the convention, guns weren't banned. So the NRA said, look, wherever guns aren't banned, please carry. That's dandy. Where they are banned, we're going to recognize the city ban. We're not going to try to go against the city. And, you know, and everyone tried to say, oh, the NRA is, after all these years, they're anti-gun. Not at all. They had to follow city ordinance. Same thing with Trump, which is your point. And you know, when Trump responded to him, he was open to his employees carrying guns. He made that clear. But you're right. And this is a play on words, but Trump is trumped by city, state law. And so if a state law overrides what he would like to do, then that's just how it is. That's not a decision he's made.
No, you're absolutely correct. And thank you. I wasn't sure if he was talking about if the question was specifically or the moderator said that they went back and it was pointing directly to. But you're right about the NRA convention. That's a great analogy. I remember distinctly Charlotte. When I was in Charlotte, and they had a big sign out front, no guns allowed in convention center. That's because that was Charlotte and North Carolina law and convention policy. It was not the NRA policy. And what do the Every Town for Gun Safeties do? They posted up on their blog post, disingenuously, a big flat-out lie, saying NRA won't allow guns in their own conventions. Nothing but lies. We'll be back with AWR Hawkins right after this.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamilyoneword.com. Download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Has this ever happened to you? You walk into a gun store, and by the time you walk out, you feel about 3 inches tall. All because the guy behind the counter made you feel like an idiot, just because you didn't know some of the special gun terminology or what the latest product was. Well, let Concealed Carry Magazine be your crash course on everything and anything armed self-defense. So the next time you walk into that gun store, you'll walk out with your head held high. As soon as your first issue arrives, you'll find yourself immersed in unbiased gun and gear reviews and real stories from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll quickly realize Concealed Carry Magazine isn't your cookie-cutter publication. But in fact, it's a wealth of vital information you need to stay up to date and prepared. As a special bonus, if you activate your subscription today, you'll be entered to win one of four brand new handguns. Simply go to oneofourguns.com right now to activate your subscription and secure your entry to win. Hurry though, this offer won't last long. That's the number one of the number four guns.com.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com. One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6 plus 1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with two magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Sitting in these Crossbreed Holster studios, I've got a great email to read you in the next segment about Crossbreed Holsters. I will have time to get to that today. Welcome back to the show. It's an honor and a privilege to be here with you. We wrap up the week this week. Lots to talk about. We've got a great program lining up for you on Sunday's Monster Broadcast. Armed American Radio Network will be heard in hundreds of cities on 150-plus radio stations, 200-plus cable stations, Apple TV, Roku TV, and all that other stuff. I don't understand how it works, but it doesn't matter. It's all good. And we get to fill your prescription for freedom. I'm talking with AWR Hawkins, award-winning journalist, Second Amendment journalist, Second Amendment award-winning journalist over at Breitbart News. AWR, pleasure to have you here. Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule today. Appreciate it. Let's go to Martin O'Malley. I, for the life of me, cannot understand what these people don't see. How bad have the Democrats miscalculated, AWR, on staking their entire campaign, all of them, on gun control?
O'Malley, more than anybody, has miscalculated. I mean, you know, you look at Baltimore, 775 shootings this year, year to date. That's an 80% increase over last year at this point. There are 170% increase in gas station robberies, 149% increase in convenience store robberies. The only thing I can think of is that O'Malley is trying to get as absolutely kooky as he can to earn Hillary Clinton's VP position. That's the only thing that justifies what he's doing.
Does that make sense, though? I mean, I'm with you on that. He's got to, there's an ulterior motive here. I'm not sure what it is. I haven't yet been able to finger it. I'm going to give that some thought. I'm wondering if, in fact, that actually makes sense. First of all, let's take a listen to the daily, what he told the Daily Caller. And you referenced this in your piece. In fact, let me get your piece over there. Your piece over that's up at Breitbart right now is Martin O'Malley, astonished GOP candidates won't confront the NRA. In other words, he's astonished that the GOP candidates will not confront the NRA. When he says confront the NRA, what position is he taking?
Well, when he says confront, he's taking a stupid position. I know that's not the answer you're looking for, but it's stupid because that would mean confronting 5 million plus voters who are pro-gun to the core. And not only that, but, you know, there's some crossover between NRA and Gun Owners of America. But in a lot of ways, there's not a lot of crossover. They're two completely different groups. You got another 300,000 to 400,000 Gun Owner of America members who are also not going to vote for the person who is attacking the gun rights group. I mean, the GOP this year, and I don't think they were this smart 4 years ago. I really don't. This group of GOP candidates, they're too smart to do that. They understand, to me, for the first time in decades, the importance of the NRA. It's not just being pro-gun rights. It's being pro-NRA. That's really how important it's become. And O'Malley is either A, that out of touch, or B, that desperate for someone to pick him up for a VP ticket. Either way, he's embarrassing. That's my opinion.
No, that I like that. Let me throw this at you and get your opinion on this. I'm thinking that the reason, I've said this publicly for the last 2 to 3 years, please run on gun control. Whoever runs on the Democrat, now we know who's running. We know who's going to get the nomination. It isn't going to be the socialist who vacationed on his honeymoon in the Soviet Union, which unfortunately for you dopey millennials are too young to remember the Soviet Union when it was the Soviet Union. It wasn't right. What it is today. And unfortunately, young people who do that whole Bernie thing don't understand that. We have to fix them. However, I digress. These people, now that we know who's running, I've been saying, go, please run on gun control. Not only that, throw some support for Obamacare in there, too. Go ahead and stir that pot up while you're at it, and let's really have that discussion. I think that they've begun to believe, I believe when you hear this rhetoric, we need to confront the NRA, because that's the narrative being directed in the mainstream media, these attacks on the NRA, which is, as you said, attacks on millions of Americans, not just the 5 million members, but the other 40-plus million who agree with and vote their guns as well. Is it true, do you think the way I do, that when they use that type of rhetoric, that they're just believing their own lies, that they're now so ensconced in this bubble, encased in this bubble, that they really now believe that this is the way to go, that people need to confront the NRA, they're believing their own rhetoric?
Yeah, well, I have trouble believing that they believe their own rhetoric. I really do. At the same time, there's almost no other way to look at it, because they speak in the face of facts that prove otherwise. And what I mean by that, you look at 2014, what happened? Not just at the federal level, not just in the Senate, not just in the House, but at the state level, at the governorship, state houses, state senates. Pro-gun control candidates just literally shellacked, got shellacked by pro-gun candidates. So they know that this is not a winning issue. That, for that reason, I, like you, celebrate that Hillary Clinton pushes confiscation. I celebrate that. But I believe it is so important to them to be at the top of the card in their own circle of friends that even to their own demise, they will push this because they think that's the only way they can acquire enough power to keep themselves safe. I really believe that.
And relevant. I like that. I think you're right about that. I appreciate that perspective. Let me go to the dailycaller.com piece. And I believe you referenced this, or at least some of the quotes. The Daily Caller had it up and had most of what O'Malley said. When asked about why he was at the GOP debate, meaning O'Malley, who was at the GOP debate, I'm quoting now his response, "I'm here because gun safety legislation is critically needed for our country. All of these people here are part of a growing consensus that people, and we see this this content is coming together in the Democratic Party for common sense gun safety legislation." Mm-hmm. Did he really expect that the CNBC moderators were going to confront the Republicans on that issue? It almost sounds like he kind of thought they would.
Right. Well, Well, I think this goes back to your first question, though. See, as haughty as the CNBC moderators were, they couldn't really confront the GOP on this, mm-hmm. because to confront them is to expose the left's failures. Because O'Malley put all these gun safety regulations in place, magazine limitations, assault weapons bans, all these different things are in place in Baltimore, just as they are in New York City, just as they are in Chicago. And tell me what we have in those three cities. We have uncontrollable crime. We have proof that gun control doesn't work. Another proof that when you make it hard for law-abiding citizens to get guns, crime runs amok. So they couldn't really bring that up. They tried to hint at it with Trump, and Trump knocked it out of the park, and they had to go to the next topic. So there's just such a stark difference between the Democrats and Republicans this year, and I enjoy that. It's no longer the McCain party versus right. the Democrats. It's the real pro-gun candidate versus the real anti-gun candidate. It's a showdown in 2016.
You're absolutely correct, and that's why I'm glad they're staking their claims on it. This is something we need to do. And now with Hillary Clinton, like you said, coming out and embracing Australian-style confiscation as an American idea for her campaign at a national level. This is the conversation I've been dying to have. This is the one I want to have. I want to get them to admit what they're really saying, and that's confiscation. That would be, we'll get them. At some point, somebody up near the top of the head of the snake or three-headed snake is going to break down and make that and actually say, yes, that is what we're running on. All right, the next thing, the prosecutor who took a shirt, who took a student with the NRA shirt, got suspended for allegedly pulling a gun. I don't have enough time to go there with you. More importantly, I think, is the congressman's wife launching Mothers Against Gun-Free Zones. Does this have a chance to get some legs? I believe it does.
I believe it does. And that's why in the title I stress that she's a congressman's wife, because she has a lot of exposure. She has a platform from which to speak, and she has launched Mothers Against Gun-Free Zones. I love it. And what I hope, though, I hope Shannon Watts is laughing, not taking it seriously. That's what I hope. I hope Shannon Watts is talking to Bloomberg about their next step instead of really thinking about what Christy Stutzman is trying to do, because Christy is onto something here. She understands the problem is not that I have a gun. The problem is that we have created zones where children and teachers are unarmed, and criminals who have guns can go in there, as Don Trump said, they can go in there and they have target practice. No one can respond. And Christy Stutzman understands that's the real problem. Don't get rid of guns. Get rid of gun-free zones. I'm all for, and I hope she succeeds.
Perfect place to end it. AWR Hawkins, I've been talking with you today. BreitbartNews.com. Please go read AWR's stuff. He's award-winning for a reason. Everything we're talking about right now is up there at Breitbart.com. AWR, thanks for taking time out of your schedule, brother. We'll see you on another radio program. I'm Mark Walters. We'll be right back in the Crossbreed Studios. You and I both know concealed carry is a serious subject, and being prepared to protect your family when it matters most means more than just being a good shot at the range. And that's why 135,000 of your fellow responsibly armed Americans already read Concealed Carry Magazine from cover to cover, including my columns. A subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine isn't just an entire year of unbiased gun and gear reviews. It's so much more. It's real stories from real people who carry concealed every single day, just like you and I. It's life-saving information that'll keep you up to date and prepared. And most importantly, it'll help you be ready and confident to protect your family if you're ever faced with a life or death situation. Begin your subscription today, and not only will you be looking forward to a full year of America's number one publication for responsibly armed citizens, but you'll also automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this offer won't last long, so go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one and the number four, oneofourguns.com, to activate your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. Again, that's oneofourguns.com.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You too can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out. Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
I love when A.W.R. Hawkins is on this program. Absolutely love it. A.W.R. Hawkins, award-winning journalist over at Breitbart News. He is amazing. And he's so down to earth and so right all the time. And you heard why today. He gets it. His analysis is key. There are a number of sites that you go to. When you do this for a living, it's fun to go. And I have a number of locations that I go to, including the enemy camp. In fact, they send me stuff. Sometimes it's tough to read. Sometimes it's tough to read. But you got to do it. But A.W.R. Hawkins, Breitbart News, check out some of his stuff. Breitbart News, he's up there every day at Breitbart.com. And get some of the truth about the right to keep and bear arms. I know it's frustrating sometimes out there, particularly if you're a news hound like me. I have to do this stuff. You know, look, honestly, my advice to you is don't waste your time. Get your head out of your media. Put that cell phone down. Enjoy your kids. Go out and do something. It's Halloween, man. Go to the pumpkin patch. My kids are going to be all over pumpkin patches today, running through corn mazes and stuff. And that's a great thing. Unfortunately, I'm going to miss that because they're going off with a bunch of friends. They are getting older. My daughter's going to be 13 in 2 days. That's crazy. You know, life don't let life go by and get your head out of the media. Get your head out of the Drudge Report. Get your head out of this stuff. Let us do this stuff. We'll keep you informed, I promise. And the news you get from us is going to be a whole lot more palatable than the stuff you get from the other side anyway. Let us deal with those liars and charlatans and un-Americans. And they are. They're un-American. Un-American. It is un-American to come after your stuff. But make sure you visit Breitbart.com. And also, I have to say this one more time. This is the last chance for you this month to head over and try to win. Now they're giving, because it's the last day today, five guns. They're giving away five guns, and they're gorgeous. Head over and check out this Smith & Wesson 1911 custom 170-343 glass bead. This thing is absolutely gorgeous. Absolutely beautiful. Stainless steel. The grips are beautiful. You're going to like this. Head over there. $1,599. You're going to give away five of them. You could win. It's real simple. Just activate a membership. It's the last day of the giveaway. People win these things. I've given away 30 guns plus these today. It's going to make 35 guns in 30 days, and that's a beautiful thing. Speaking of fun product stuff, you know, I was telling you about the Crossbreed holsters yesterday, my story. That I get asked that a lot. That's probably run second to my story, what happened to me down in Tampa back in 2002. I tell that story about once a quarter. You can read it in my book. It's chapter one in my first book, Lessons from Armed America. The follow-up to that is Lessons from Unarmed America. Both books are available at Amazon.com or wherever books are sold. Make sure to head over and check it out. But paragraph one is my story. I pulled my firearm to defend my life. I became one of those statistics that the other side says never happens. I'm living proof they're liars. But I got just some great emails from everybody all the time asking me, you know, tell me about the story, because they have the same problems. So it's fun. You know, I guess misery loves company, right? Man, I cannot get this to work. I carry a firearm, and I would love to carry it this way, and for certain reasons I have to. And, man, I wind up having to leave my gun in the car. Boy, I heard that. I can't tell. I wish I had a dollar for every time I heard that. Or I had to leave my gun in the truck, or I had to leave it in the car because I couldn't conceal it. Or I'm allowed to carry at work, but I go into places when I'm out in the field that don't, and I wanted to keep it deep concealed instead of holstering and reholstering all day long and leaving it in the car where it can be stolen. What was that holster you were talking about? Well, good morning, Mark. I can't believe the timing of your Thursday show. I was unable to listen to it live yesterday, but I'm sitting at my desk this morning listening to the archived version online. Lo and behold, you just did a segment on the Crossbreed Super Tuck holster and how it is the only holster to solve the comfort issues you have had personally with IWB holsters from other manufacturers. Here's why I'm struck by the timing of the segment on your show. Last month, I emailed you for the first time about how awesome I think your show is and that I was planning to order a Crossbreed Super Tuck holster for my Glock 19. You were thrilled and asked me to give you some feedback after I had a chance to try it and wear it a while. Well, I received the holster several days ago. And guess what I was doing last night after your live show? I finally had a chance to examine in detail my new Super Tuck holster and see its high quality and totally cool design. I love the stamped Crossbreed logo and belt clips with the crosses on them. Being an engineer, I tried the holster on to check my ride depth and cant, made some adjustments, reholstered, loved how it felt, because they are fully adjustable, by the way. Reholstered, loved how it felt, and then proceeded to wear the brand new, not yet broken in holster around my house for several hours. I've got to be honest, Mark. I was so impressed with how immediately comfortable this holster felt on my person, not to mention how completely concealed my Glock 19 was. I tested it with my family after a couple hours and asked them if anyone knew if I was carrying. All I had on was a short T-shirt, and none of them had any idea. One of my kids was even right next to me on the couch on the holster side. Needless to say, I'm very, very happy with my purchase and feel more confident to carry in more places all the time. Without your show, I do not believe that I would have been educated on what a great holster the Crossbreed Super Tuck is, and I would probably still be looking for an IWB solution, as you were for so many years. Thank you for all you do and for your great radio show. It's awesome to be a member of the Crossbreed family. Sincerely, Neil in Louisville, Kentucky. Neil, thank you for that feedback. Here's why. Other people learn from your experience. Other people learn from my experience. And that's really, when it's all said and done, that's what the program is about. It's about educating responsible law-abiding gun owners on how to be responsible law-abiding gun owners. And that's what 98% of gun owners are. You're going to have a bad apple in every crew. That's reality. That's life. We're people. And there is evil on this earth. I think I've reminded you, I know I have, many times over the years, that there are bad people in all walks of life. There is somebody representing every profession known in America in a prison cell somewhere. Right, Governor? Blagojevich, whatever your name is. Right? Right, Governor? Governors. Former speakers of the House. Right, Denny Hastert? Although he's not in jail. He got lucky. Although, that's subject for another program, and I might go there on Sunday for a few minutes. Being arrested and hassled by the government for withdrawing your own money in whatever denominations you want. I'm not so sure about that one. However, I digress again. There's a lawyer sitting in prison. There's a judge sitting in prison. There's a doctor sitting in prison.
There is an Indian chief sitting in prison. There is a woodworker sitting in prison. There is a mechanic sitting in prison somewhere. There are bad people out there. And gun owners, yet again, time after time after time, in particular, concealed carry permit holders, prove themselves to be the single most law-abiding group of Americans there are. So while the Violence Policy Center has their little dopey concealed carry killer clock up, when you take the percentage, let's just give them the number. Let's just say the number's accurate. I don't know what it is. I haven't been over there. Don't care. It's very low compared to the number of tens of millions of concealed carry permit holders out there. It's infinitesimal. It doesn't even register. It's statistically insignificant is where I'm going with that. Law-abiding citizens, gun owners, have proven themselves to be, I should say, concealed carry permit holders, the most law-abiding of all citizens in the country. That doesn't matter to them. And that's why we have the shows, to educate those people to be responsible and maybe make that 98%, 99%. We will never get to 100. There are bad people out there, and we understand that. That's why we fight for the right to be able to defend ourselves from that very, very small element. And while the odds of our being attacked are very small, evil picks the time and the place. Evil attacks at a time and a place of its choosing. We don't get that luxury. And all of us as human beings have a right to defend ourselves. And in America, we have the right to choose whatever tool we want to defend ourselves, including the gun. Armed American Radio continues Sunday on the Monster Broadcast. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never let there be a gun-free zone wherever you happen to be. I'll see you on Sunday. And thanks to AWR Hawkins at Breitbart.com. See you Sunday.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.